We're going next to Kina Chof Gimel. There's Navi. Navi means my Nova, my place. Chatasi Hishmima, my chait, made desolate. V'demasi Alechi Ezrima, and I have tears flowing on my cheek, the Python says. V'yayim zenihi niya arima, and this day I raise up a nahi, a whale, V'ahima, and I lament miyamim yamima, this day every year. Eva leve nichum chad al chadoil, my heart is mourning and tanchumen, a comfort is removed. We call cave tzivi nivdal badoil, and my pain is separated from all other pains. For what in particular? Al bein uvaser bishmoel kayin gadol. When I remember the story of the son and daughter of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Zichar Mikrei Bavavi Asima, and I place their memory as an everlasting burning in my heart, and I lament it every year. So this piyut comes to focus on a very, to zero in on an individual, talk about the Churban collectively, the Klal Yisrael, the loss. This piyut, in a sense, makes things a little bit easier for us to relate to because it focuses in on one particular family and the very terrible tzaris that befell that family. These were the children of the Kohen Gadol, Rishmael Kohen Gadol. He's one of the Tanayim, Rishmael ben Elisha. He was the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Churban. And his son and daughter were taken captive. And they were sold at auction. Two different masters. It happened to be that they were neighbors living side by side. So they were schmoozing with one another. And one of them says, from the captivity of Zion, Shavisi Shivcha Levush Hashanim, I captured a maidservant with beautiful clothes, kalavana v'zizu klaster panim. She's so beautiful, she shines like the moon, v'sayir k'tziya v'imima, describing her beauty. V'eyu sipur leg b'chaflayim. So his friend answers back twice as much. Hein ani mishri Yerushalayim. Guess what I got from the captivity of Yerushalayim. Shavisi eved yifei naim, a very beautiful slave. Keshemesh pasak b'yis tzarayim, shines like the sun in midday. So the two of them say, okay, let's make a partnership. Let's go put them together. There'll be children. And we'll divide it between the two of us. The children will shine like the stars. May our ears be spared from hearing such things. Right? This disgrace that was going to be brought on these on this family, on these children, hearing this, I want to tear my clothes, and can maintain the lament every year. The two of them agreed that this was a good idea. So they said, okay, we'll put them into a room together. So the two masters are on the outside, they're counting the money. And they on the inside were crying bitterly. And their cries didn't quiet until the morning. One was lamenting and crying, and his heart was melting inside. I am a descendant of Aaron. I'm going to marry a Shifcha. She was also crying, Bas Yecheved, I'm a daughter of Yecheved, Eich Levet Tinasei. Oy ki zois gazar Oymer Va'isa. Woe that such a decree came from the Oymer Va'isa, from the Bari Olam. Zois Yivku, Ashuk, Sul V'chima, these are the names of stars, of constellations, that let all the heavens cry, they were saying. Baiker Zeki Kiru, morning came, and they hadn't gone near each other, but then they recognized each other. They said in a loud voice, wow, it's my brother, it's my sister. They gave each other an embrace, and they both died, their breath departed in that embrace. Now this is a poetic license. Yirmiyah was by the Churban Bayis Rishon, and this story happened by Churban Bayis Sheni. But the Paitan means to say that we could use the psukim that Yirmiyah writes in Eicha to describe this Shi'iyah, Gezeir Zeis Tamar and Yibaychiyah. I'll cry for a constant, Vavi Yikad Yikoyd Uchviyah. It'll be burning in my heart. Albeinu Bas Mispeid Rav Arima. I will make a great eulogy for this son and daughter. Arad Basichi Vahim Vakol Nehi Arima. So it's a short piyut and tells a story. One aspect of the story that is striking is that the two of them both, when they were trying to marshal their resistance, they invoked their lineage. Bas Yecheved, Nin Aroin, reminiscent of what Chazal tell us about Yosef. Yosef was in a challenging situation with Eishes Petifar, and the way that Chazal expressed it is that the most yuknei shall avam nirasei love, that the image of his father appeared to him, b'chaloyin, in the window, the Medrash says. Which maybe it means, maybe Chazal means kipshutai, maybe it means some kind of a nes happened, or maybe it's a combination of both, that he was, that his connection that he had forged with his father enabled him to withstand nisyonos, like you see in this piyut. The awareness of who I am, the pride that each one had in who he was, is what spared them from a terrible outcome, because they had a strong sense of who they were. Nasai Yisraish B'nai Gershon Gam Heim. Chassid Shesvarim talk about how the B'nai Gershon refers to those that are Megurash, that are sort of on the outside, don't feel so much like they have a place, like they belong. But how are you Nasai their Reish? How do you raise them up? Beis HaVaisam. By their lineage, by their parents, by their grandparents. Each yid, if he has a awareness of who he comes from, that's a potentially tremendous source of chizuk. There's a very inspiring story that I think now it's well known, because there's this Rav Yosef Wallace wrote a memoir that was published by our school and was one of their bestsellers. I heard this story many years ago. This is about Yosef Wallace, who is the head of Arachim, and he's talking about how he got started, where he came from, and he was a secular Jew in Tel Aviv, and one day he was working late in the office, and he got a call from his wife that she's busy and she can't make supper at home. Could you stop on the way home to pick up supper? Okay, so there was a restaurant in Tel Aviv. I remember when I heard the story, I heard it with the name of the restaurant. Now I just remember half of the name. It was the Peel Ha something. A peel is elephant. Maybe it was the Peel Ha Lavan, the white elephant. Something elephant. Such a restaurant in Tel Aviv. And they sold pork, and he knew what everybody liked. He was buying for himself, for his wife, for some of his kids, a pork sandwich in the Peel Ha Something restaurant. But the Peel Ha Something restaurant was very crowded that night, and the line was out the door. But he needed supper at home, so he got a line, and it was a hot day in Tel Aviv, hot, humid. He's standing there in the sweltering heat, waiting on line. It was very uncomfortable. And he was thinking to himself, wow, this is real Mesiras Nefesh I have for this pork. Here I am standing in 100 degrees, you know, with the real feel of 120 or whatever. It was Tel Aviv after all. And, you know, just so I could bring home these pork sandwiches for my family. Now, one second. It was standing on this line that made him go through this thought process. I grew up hearing about my grandfather. My grandfather, not that I ever particularly respected him, but I heard the following about him. My grandfather was in the concentration camp. He was a very frum Jew. He was a Haredi. He was a very frum Jew. And he was so frum that he was an inspiration to the people around him. And the Nazis knew that he was a bit of a ringleader among the religious group. And so they decided one day that they're gonna teach him and they're gonna have their fun with him. And they made they assembled all the inmates and they said, "Wallace, get in the middle." And they came and he was like everybody, he was starving. And they took a delicious piece of pork, and it was fried. It was I don't know how you prepare pork, but whatever they did to make it look really, really good and delicious. And they said, "We're giving this to you as a gift, okay? This is a meal. It's on us, and you have to eat it. And if you don't eat it, we're gonna shoot you." And he said, "I'm not eating it." And they said, "Jew, you're starving. We're giving you a delicious piece of meat. Yeah, and if you don't eat it, we're going to shoot you." He said, "I'm not eating this pork." And they shot him. And he died. And that was the end of him. And Joe Wallace said, "I grew up hearing this story. And I always thought to myself, what a loser. Just eat the piece of pork. Like, what's the big deal?" But now I'm just thinking, as I'm standing here with this Mesiris Nefesh, and my grandfather had that Mesiris Nefesh, somebody is crazy. Either he's crazy or I'm crazy. And I got to figure out who it is. So he got off the line. He bought a different supper. And then he started to do his research. And he eventually decided that he was crazy. His grandfather was right, that the Torah and the mitzvahs are nitzchias, and that it's worth being Mesiris Nefesh for it. And he devoted his life to bringing Torah and mitzvahs to more Yidden. Now, one aspect of the story, really not the one that connects to the Pia, but always the one aspect of the story that I find so inspiring is when the Zayda was shot dead, all the people that were watching that story, the story had a sad ending. Like, that was the end of the story. It was inspiring. Maybe they admired what he did. But Lamaisa, he died. And that was it. He didn't get it. I mean, in the next world, I'm sure he got Tzchar. The firm Yidden that were watching, we're sure that he got Tzchar in the next world. But they saw the end of the story. He said no to the pork, and the Nazis shot him. And that's it. And the story ended there. And look how, in retrospect, how it didn't. How with that Maisa, he was just planting a seed that in decades to come, with his death, what he brought about, the Kiddush Hashem and the Torah and mitzvahs of so many Yidden, this Joe Wallace ended up, after he discovered the truth for himself, he was a rich man, and he put his money into the Arachim organization and has been responsible for bringing Torah and mitzvahs to so many more Yidden. Sometimes you think that you saw the end of a story. And the Ozi Ranunu Atzei Ayar, the Pasuk says, right? What does that mean? Ozi Ranunu Atzei Ayar, that then the trees will start clapping and will sing, will dance. The idea is that there are some stories that only the trees are there for long enough to see the beginning and the middle of the end. And all the people thought, they saw the beginning and the middle and what looked like the ending. And they're not there to see the part that you're supposed to start dancing for. Only the trees that stand for hundreds of years, because there are some stories that you need to be Atzei Ayar to appreciate the Rina in the stories. But what I wanted to connect to the piyut over here, Nin Aaron Eicha Shivchi Einoise, is a real life story from contemporary times about somebody who just, and he didn't even respect his grandfather at the time, but still, just from knowing where he came from, it ended up turning his life around. And It's a tremendous. That's what the Medrash about the Demetriyuk Neshal Aviv is telling us. It's a tremendous potential source of chizuk for Yidden to be aware, you know, in their parents, their grandparents, within their own family, or sometimes a little bit more broadly, but just the many dairies back. Ultimately, we all come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There's a tremendous chizuk there, knowing the base avosim of where we come from.